GW recently announced that the tuition prices will rise by 4.2% from the 2023-24 tuition rate, bringing the total cost of tuition for the 2024-25 school year to $64,700. This is the second year in a row that GW students have seen an increase in their tuition bill, raising questions about how the money is being used. This week, I will be speaking with a higher education expert and breaking down university statements to better understand why GW is getting more and more expensive. I'm Lizzie Jensen, and this is Getting to the Bottom of It. Since 2020, the university has seen an annual tuition increase of more than $10,000. When asked about the tuition increase, university officials directed us to a statement released on March 18, 2024. The statement outlines the details of the tuition costs, including the Student Government Association fee and a subsidized transportation fee. This statement also says that the university, quote, continues to support students with financial aid and enhancing the student experience, end quote. However, university officials have declined to comment when asked about how the additional tuition money would be used. To further understand the complexities of university tuition prices, I spoke with higher education economist and senior fellow at the Urban Institute, Sandy Baum.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, sure, happy to help.
So you are an expert on the economics of higher education. In a nutshell, what is your overall philosophy on accessibility to higher education and financial aid?
Well, clearly the reason that I'm interested in this issue is because I am concerned about maximizing access and success for students in higher education. And I'm concerned about diminishing the financial barriers and other types of barriers that students face. So everything that I have done is to study what actually are the factors that affect students and what would the impact of different policies be?
Right. So what have you found to be the factors that impact students and what policies have you found to be most effective?
Well, that's a much broader question.
Yes.
Than I could possibly answer in this context. Given the fact that resources are limited, the most important factors are making sure that institutions have the resources of all kinds, financial and otherwise, to provide students with high quality educational experiences, that students have the backgrounds, the educational preparation, and the other personal development backgrounds in their childhood that allow them to enroll in college prepared to make good decisions and to succeed, and that they have enough money that they can pay for their college education with a combination, if possible, of saving in advance, paying while they're in school, and repaying loans after they're finished.
Baum previously worked at GW as a part-time faculty member in the School of Education from 2011 to 2015. During Baum's time at GW, the university practiced something called tuition freeze, in which students pay a fixed rate for up to 10 semesters and are immune to any cost changes. However, this practice was phased out in fall of 2020. Baum explained that while tuition freeze sounds great in theory, there are risks in practice.
You know, on one hand, it's nice to know what the payment will be every year. Let me point out that if they subsidize you differently because of having a sibling in college, they can't very well do that. They're not going to, if you have, you know, a sibling in college the first year you go, they're probably not going to keep your payment so low when your sibling graduates. But it's not as great as it sounds. And the reason for that is they have to then set the tuition thinking, okay, that's what we're going to charge for 4 years. We better make sure the tuition is high enough to protect us against inflation and other problems. So you're going to pay more your first year than you otherwise would if you have that fixed tuition policy. And the question is, how much more? And, you know, what if you transfer after 2 years? Then you don't get the benefit of that lower tuition the next 2 years. And what if you stay there for 5 years? And under what circumstances would they, you know, allow that to stand, and would they not? So it may sound good, but it certainly doesn't solve the problem of college being expensive. And so we really need to look other places, I think, to figure out how to relieve the financial pressure on families paying for college.
Inflation and an ever-changing economy is a major concern for universities when deciding the cost of enrollment. Baum says that the most effective way to protect students from these price changes is having a strong need-based financial aid package.
So, in your experience, what is the typical reasoning for a tuition increase at a university? And do you see an instance in which they're justifiable?
Well, one issue is, of course, keeping up with price increases in the rest of the economy. That's been particularly relevant over the last couple of years because we've had quite high inflation. So you'd have to figure out not just the percentage increase in the price, but how that increase in the price compares to increases in the consumer price index. So the things that the university has to pay for and the salaries that they have to pay in order to continue operating. Over time, certainly college tuition has gone up much faster than average prices in the economy. And there are a lot of reasons why that tends to happen. Actually, in the last few years, that hasn't been the case. But another issue in looking at price increases is that you have to consider not just the published price that is on the university's website, but the prices that students actually pay. So schools like GW give out a lot of financial aid. Much of that financial aid is need-based, meaning they're looking at how much families and students can afford to pay and giving larger grant aid, larger subsidies to students whose resources are the most limited. So just saying $60-something thousand dollars isn't that helpful without knowing what share of the students are actually paying that price, how much help are students getting to pay that. And when there's a tuition increase, what's particularly important is who's paying that increase, because for many colleges, they make every effort to meet the financial need of their students. So if they've figured out that you can only afford to pay $30,000 and they're asking you to pay $30,000 no matter what their tuition is, when they increase their tuition, they're going to give you a bigger discount. So it doesn't really matter to you in that case that the price has gone up, and the only people who will really be affected are the people whose families are affluent enough that they don't even qualify for this financial aid. Now, whether that's actually what's happening at GW or not, I'm not sure, but you really need to probe that before you can make a judgment about what the impact of a tuition increase like that would be.
Right. So what recommendations, I guess, would you give to GW hypothetically, or another university similar to GW, a private institution, fairly expensive, in regards to financial aid? What do you believe is most effective in limiting that cost disparity?
I think the most important thing is a strong need-based financial aid program. In other words, I would like to see institutions make every effort not to be turning away qualified students just because they can't afford to pay. And then when they do accept and enroll students, I would like to see them making sure that they are discounting enough for those students, giving enough grant aid to those students, that those students can afford to enroll and succeed at GW, borrowing reasonable amounts, working a reasonable amount of time, but not more than that, and that they really meet the financial need of students. So I'm much more concerned about the prices they charge to students from families with incomes of $50,000 or $60,000 a year than I am about the prices they charge to students whose parents are making $1 million a year. So, you know, I would like tuition not to go up so rapidly, of course, but most important is that they make sure that students from families with, you know, moderate, low and moderate incomes can afford to enroll at GW and succeed there, because they're not having to, say, you know, work 30 hours a week to make ends meet. So really the financial aid policies are very central to relieving financial pressures on students.
Baum told me that she believes that everyone should have the opportunity to pursue a higher education.
Higher education is an investment. It's an investment in yourself. And students who go to college, certainly students who get bachelor's degrees have many more opportunities available to them than those who don't. You're much more likely to earn a significant amount of money. Wages are much higher, salaries are much higher for people who have four-year college degrees than for people who don't. And also there are lots of jobs that are simply available only if you have a four-year college degree. And of course, it's not just about money. I mean, going to a place like GW for 4 years allows you to grow as an individual, to explore lots of intellectual questions, issues, areas that you would otherwise not be exposed to, make better decisions about your life. The inequalities in our society are vast, and there's no way that we're going to equalize them no matter what we do at the college level. We have to do a lot more than making college affordable. We have to do something about healthcare and about early education and about neighborhoods and schools, et cetera. But at the college level, it's really important that not being able to afford it doesn't close off a lot of opportunities for students.
Well, that's all we have for this week. Special thanks to Sandy Baum for joining me on the pod, and we'll see you next time.